Boulder City Council last night moved forward with establishing a police oversight board following a March incident that was viewed as racial profiling. But as KGNU's Ros Brown reports, City Council excluded one person who had been recommended for the board despite objections from public speakers.
Sammy Lawrence was a regular at Boulder City Council meetings until recently, an African-American man who uses a tall walking stick for balance because of seizure-related health problems. Lawrence consistently showed up on Tuesday nights to weigh in at public hearings on issues concerning homelessness. But last month, he was arrested while filming a police officer who was ticketing a group of homeless people. Police viewed his walking stick as a possible weapon and said he ignored commands to move back. His case is now winding its way through the courts. Nonetheless, he was one of 48 Boulderites who submitted an application to sit on the police oversight board, and the selection committee appointed by council put his name forward. Judy Houston told council she thought Lawrence was a perfect fit.
And I think it's really simple for a bunch of folks who don't have any experience living on the street, who don't have any experience living as a young man of color, to lay judgment on this young man. And I have found him to be a delightful human being. And yes, he does have a certain amount of theatricality, but I love it. I think he's kind of the perfect person for the job.
The job, a police oversight board, was initiated after an incident between Boulder police and another black man, a student at Naropa University. Without cause, an officer stopped his patrol car to question Zaid Atkinson on March 1st as he stood in his yard picking up trash, an incident viewed by many as racial profiling. Others believe the second incident with Lawrence has amplified concerns about police behavior toward people of color, but the majority of council voted against his inclusion on the oversight board. Councilwoman Mary Young.
I still feel that Mr. Lawrence should not be appointed to the task force. And the reason is because there seems to be some sort of indication to me that his participation in this task force could be counter to the objectives of being collaborative and contributing member.
Other council members, including Cindy Carlisle and Bob Yates, also voiced their concerns.
So I join with Mary in being disquieted by Mr. Lawrence's appointment, given that there are two charges pending against him from our police force.
I share Mary's concern, as endorsed by Cindy, that it would be awkward for us to have a person on that board, which where we seek an objectivity, who has charges pending and who has made allegations against the police force.
Councilman Aaron Brockett, who sat on the member selection committee, seemed caught off guard by other council members' objections to Lawrence.
In voting to recommend him as one of the 13, was not a weighing in on the merits of his encounters with police officers that have happened recently, but speaking more to his lived experience as a young African-American man in the city of Boulder.
Darren O'Connor was a member of the council-appointed group that recommended Lawrence for the Police Oversight Board.
We chose him for several reasons, all of which we believe should be the basis for your yes vote for him, just as we believe a yes vote for the other 12 recommendations is appropriate. Sammy brings experience as a young black man living in Boulder, experience as a person who is homeless in Boulder, experience as a disabled man in Boulder. He's recently been arrested and jailed, which is another lived experience the charter called for.
After much discussion, council voted 7-1, with Brockett the lone dissenter, to create the task force with all recommended members but Lawrence. The task force will have its first public meeting on May 30th, with recommendations due to council by September 30th. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.
You can find all of our coverage on that topic and what's been happening around accusations of racial bias in the police department in Boulder. That's all online at news.kgnu.org.